The Meaning of Life, Part 5. Live Organ Transplants.
Don't worry, dear. I'll get it.
Yes?
Hello. Can we have your liver?
My what?
Your liver. It's a large glandular organ in your abdomen.
You know, it's reddish-brown. It's sort of,
Yeah, I know what it is, but I'm using it.
Come on, sir! Don't muck us about!
What's this, then?
A liver donor's card.
Need we say more?
No!
Listen, I can't give it you now. It says, in the event of death!
No one who's ever had their liver taken out by us has survived.
Just lie there, so it won't take a minute.
Yeah, what's going on?
He's donated his liver, madam.
Is this because he took out one of those silly cards?
That's right, madam.
Typical of him. He goes down to the public library, sees a few signs up, comes home all full of good intentions. He gives blood, he does cold research, all that sort of thing. What do you do with them all, anyway?
They all go to saving lives, madam.
That's what he used to say. It's all for the good of the country, he used to say. Do you think it's all for the good of the country? Do you think it's all for the good of the country?
Well, I wouldn't know about that, madam. We're just doing our jobs, you know.
You're not doctors, then?
Oh, blimey, no.
Mum, Dave, I'm off out there. We'll see you about 7.
Right there, son. Look after yourself. Fancy your cup of tea.
Oh, well, that'd be very nice. Thank you. Thank you very much, madam. Thank you.
I thought she'd never ask.
Right. You do realise he has to be, dead by the turns of the card before he donates his liver.
Well, I told him that, but he never listens to me, silly man.
Honey, I was wondering, you know, what you was thinking of doing after that. I mean, would you stay on your own? Or is there, someone else sort of on the horizon?
I'm too old for that sort of thing. I'm past my prime.
Not at all. Very attractive woman.
Well, I'm certainly not thinking of getting hitched up again.
Sure.
Sure.
Can we have your liver then?
I don't want to die.
Oh, come on. It's perfectly natural. Only take a couple of minutes.
No, I'd be scared.
All right. I'll tell you what. Listen to this.
Whenever life gets you down, Mrs. Brown, and things seem hard or tough, and people are stupid, obnoxious or daft, and you feel that you've had quite enough, just remember that you're standing on a planet that's evolving and revolving at 900 miles an hour. That's orbiting at 19 miles a second, so it's reckoned a sun that is the source of all our power. The sun and you and me and all the stars that we can see are moving at a million miles a day in an outer spiral arm at 40,000 miles an hour. The galaxy we call the Milky Way. Our galaxy itself contains 100 billion stars. It's 100,000 light years side to side. It bulges in the middle, 16,000 light years thick, but out by us it's just 3,000 light years wide. We're 30,000 light years from galactic central point. We go round every 200 million years. And our galaxy is only one of millions of billions in this amazing and expanding universe. Thank you. itself keeps on expanding and expanding in all of the directions it can whiz. As fast as it can go, at the speed of light you know, 12 million miles a minute, and that's the fastest speed there is. So remember when you're feeling very small and insecure, how amazingly unlikely is your birth. And pray that there's intelligent life somewhere up in space, 'cause there's bugger all down here on Earth.
Makes you feel so sort of insignificant, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Can we have your liver then?
Yeah, all right, you talked me into it.
Eric!